to go to text number 4. Can you read that? Maam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Naseya Satyadeva Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pastacharu Sadana
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Raghu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What would you ask if someone would request you to tell them what is the best thing you have ever learned in your life? There is a question which requires deep analytical thinking. Please think for a moment. What is the best thing you have ever learned in your life? Svete imene. Yeah, you answer? That's the best thing. The words of the Maha Mantra. No, no, we want to hear now what you have learned. No, but you can say, yes, I learned that, but I'm trying to realize it, isn't it? This video, so? No, his answer is correct. All perfection.
Важная должность в жизни, в животе, как его правильно.
Yes, that's also very good. What's the best thing you have ever learned in your life, Shida? Maha Mantra. Please, each one of you, think a little bit about this. I have thought about it. And for me it's just the realization, if I'm in Krishna consciousness, the whole life is changed. All the enemies of the mind are overcome. One is extremely secure and also happy in this life. But there are many things that in this world, you know. I've also learned that Krishna is really affected and he waits for us. This is very nice. And that we only need to think of Krishna, to chant his holy name, and to love him, because this is really all we have to take care of. You will see that in your journey through life, you need to give a good answer to this question. Every devotee in his life does a journey from idealism to realism. Some of you have heard my lecture in Belgrade, not Belgium, rather Dish, but I want to say something similar today. This is a journey from idealism to realism, and individuals do it, and also movements do it. See, when a person is very young, he believes that he is able to change the world, to make it better than his parents. Later, he usually bows down to the whip of the job. And he becomes, let me say, a member of the society which he used to condemn in his young age. Many of you wear this shirts, sense gratification, self-realization and not sense gratification, the straight edge shirt. Have you ever noticed that straight edge is only for extremely young people? When they become around 20 years old, they all change their ideals and, you know, go to work and have children and don't dream of changing the world any longer.
And on it also with Balas the golden knife on the post Radha and obedience, so it mission and miss there are many things.
Also movements go through the same change of values. I remember I was very often invited to speak before the Green Party of Germany, and in the beginning they were totally idealistic, but then I believe it was 84, they went to parliament and lost all their revolutionary spirit in parliamentary procedures. Now my question is, how is this in the life of a devotee? What happens to him in his journey from idealism to realism? I remember when I was chanting on the streets of Hamburg, my mathematic teacher, Dr. Becker, came and he said to me, "You will be sorry when you are above 40. In young people there is this there's a slogan, don't trust anybody above 30 years. You know? No? Because it is known that he has sold out his ideals and has become a servant of the so-called reality of the modern society. Yeah. I remember when there was a rock and roll band called The Who. I think a plural of a who will know. There is one song where the singer, you know, this was composed before he was, when he was under 30, you know, that my revolution, something like this, my generation,
yeah.
And there is this one line in the song, I personally do not I don't know this group very well, but there's this line saying that if you are old, you are useless, something like this, you know. So the singer now had become old, and but people wanted him to sing My Generation. And he was very, you know, a little intelligent. So when it came to this line, when you are old, you are useless, he handed the microphone to one of his young fans who was there. He let me sing this line. Because he didn't just want to appear like a fool, you know. So this is not so important, the details. The subject matter here is we change as we go through life. Let us ask the critical question, what's about you, my dear devotees?
postavim vam kritično pitanje, što je s vama, dragi Bhakti?
Go back in time with me.
Vratite se sa mnom u vrijeme.
When you were young and innocent.
Kada ste bili mladi i nevini.
When you had a, you know, when your eyes were full of enthusiasm like the Mladi Bhakta. You thought that if you just chant Hare Krishna, in a few weeks or months, you would become free from all mental problems. You thought by taking to a prasadam, nice Krishna conscious vegetarian diet, you would become healthy and not experience any type of disease. When you joined the movement for Krishna consciousness, you thought there will never be politics, only love and truth. Yes, these are devotees. They are not like ordinary people. You thought, the Maharajis thought, oh, when I marry, I will never again even think that I need a mushki in my life. And the boy thought, well, I will be totally free from lust. Never again there will be a lusty thought in my life. Now some of us have become realists. When we look around, not all the devotees are at Mangal Arati. Oh, when our devotees marry, and they take an apartment and you don't see them every day dancing in total ecstasy on the Tomislav place. And all of a sudden our Maharajis say, I would never marry, but now I need to marry or die. Will commit suicide. So what has happened with us? Have we also gone under my ship is going under in our journey from idealism to realism? Are we really so much different? I'm known for this highly uncomfortable question. My special trading mark. Nashtrahi Bhaktas. Let me preach to you today. First of all, I really would like to ask the question, what is reality? Because we speak of realism. I personally have seen the devotees in their journey from, let me say it like this, the journey from idealism to realism is highly necessary for every one of us to take. Medyutin, there is a fork in the road.
Medyutin,
weather, not really crossing, it's called a fog. It goes in two directions. And a devotee on that journey must know what is this Raskit Nitska. So what is it? What do our pandits decide? Pandits of the Croatian language. No, it is, there's certainly a word in Croatian, because you always have these roads. You know, you go like, and then Gabelung, it says in German, it is.
You know the word, but they just it's slightly different between you and open.
Yeah. So that's all right. So we have the right word, but just you don't know how what is now the new trend. So one direction goes wrong and one direction goes right. Don't you have this sometimes when you go on the autostrada? There are two possibilities to go, and one just goes into the desert and the other goes to the town where you want to go. You can only really decide what is the right way to go if you have a proper understanding of reality. Then you will come to realism. If you don't understand what is reality, and your journey from idealism to realism, you will come to illusion. See, it is totally natural that you change and that a movement change. One reason is that you become older, for instance. You just cannot jump any longer so high as you used to do when you were young. Or the movement, there have been developments and therefore changes, so that the role of the women is really not the same as it used to be 25 years ago in the movement. That's natural, because a movement grows and it should be open to change, otherwise it will die. But we must know what is realism. The Sanskrit word for this is vastu, or unchangeable substance. For instance, Krishna, he is always God. Not that he is just when you are young God, and when you are older, it's money which is God. Or you are always an eternal soul. That doesn't change. It remains the same. Sri Ram is an eternal soul now, and he is an eternal soul when he is
95.
Maya is illusion. That always remains the same. When you go today into a movie, that's Maya. And when you go in 10 years into a movie, that's also Maya. It has not changed. Speaking of these heavy moon movies like, you know, Sweat, Lust and Murder. Yes. It always is a fact that trying to enjoy material senses, that is a futile endeavor. In other words, there are some things which just don't change. Others may change, but there are some things which remain immutable. So, when a devotee goes on, as a devotee goes through the journey of his life, he must be sure that he doesn't, that he takes the right direction in this, whatever the Croatian word is. He must continue onwards into the directions of the Vastu. This is a very, very important point. Many devotees don't know what is Vastu. And therefore in the journey from idealism to realism, they ultimately arrive in illusionism. Yes. See, sometimes devotees ask, oh, how did it come that so and so looked? The reason is that he missed the right road, you know, when it came to the whatever is the Raskrižje.
Raskrižje.
He just missed it. So, Nashtragi, let us always be careful to not miss this right route. This is really what I want to tell you this morning. I feel it is very important that each one of us thinks deeply what is his spiritual goal in this life. If that is clear, and remains clear, it's not difficult to remain on the right path. When we become more mature in our life, and that is hopefully what everyone will do, we will very carefully consider our steps which bring us to the eternal reality of Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Idealism means to put idealistic considerations before practical considerations.
And
realism simply means to put practical considerations before idealistic ones. You will hopefully all become realists. But we could use a Sanskrit word, but be sure that you are Vastuists. Yes, Vastu means the eternal substance which does not change. Do you have any pitanski, any pitanski, sorry? There are a few devotees who are totally frustrated with me because I think every Yugoslavian word ends with ki, you know, ki.
I've
talked
about it.
One of my disciples was is a little bit identified with the Slavic Yugoslavian language. You know, will not even speak with me when I speak my so-called Yugoslavian words. It's all right. Any question? How could they? Srila Prabhupada has written down seven goals of ISKCON. One is to spread the teachings of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, for the benefit of one and all.
Jedan je da se proširi učenje Šri Krišne kako je dato u Bhagavatamu i Srimad Bhagavatam za sve i svakoga.
And in this way, change the imbalance of values.
I na taj način promijeniti gubitak balansa vrijednosti.
There are these seven goals very nicely explained. I can give you, you can make photocopies for you, a very nice explanation. Who knows the seven goals of ISKCON? Yeah, I'm an old BTG, isn't it? You should know them.
You
must know the goals of our movement. And for the devotees, listen what Prabhupada's goal is for the members of the ISKCON. He says he wants to, our goal is to bring them closer to each other, good relationships, and to the Supreme Lord Krishna.
Goals of peaceful foundation and soil development. So, like, how people can look at us, like, when they think about us, what is our goal, but they think this is a shelter, this is where I can get food, this is where I can get good advice, or something in this regard.
Yeah. We want to be known as an educational movement. We want people to know that they can learn about spiritual life. That's that's how Shona Kavishi has, you know, we have defined it together with Shona Kavishi. We have this group called Vaishnava, European Working Party of Vaishnava Training and Education. Yeah. We think of such ideas.
We have a group Vaishnava.
When people see us on the street, they should know, oh, here I can learn something about Dukhana Jiva. Now when people see us, they think of frisuras and dressing styles, you know. Because it looks so good. And we want them to know that we can give them an education for their lives.
Ali mi želimo da oni znaju da im možemo dati obrazovanje za život.
I'm not sure, am I answering your question? Yes. Also? Yes. I personally think that one can definitely see this within the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. He was very merciful, and I remember when in Germany the scholars came to him, he insisted that they take a full plate of prasadam and finish it. No, no, I've eaten. No, you must eat. Well, it was very strong and no one gets them. Then they surrendered. I don't know about driving the food to them. Prabhupada never specifically said this, but you could say, well, if it's possible, this is a sign of milas, it is good,
yeah?
I think it's totally catching up Prabhupada's mood. Food for life is so important. It's the visit card of our movement. When you get a visit card, you immediately know, this is what the person is all about. So, by food for life, people can get the message that Krishna consciousness is a movement meant to serve others. Therefore, I think it's a fantastic idea that even the Sankirtan devotees is the good person. See, in Serbia, the Orthodox Church just wants to finish us. They really think we are representatives of the devil sent in order to pollute this Serbian youth. I remember I spoke to one leader of the Orthodox Church, and I thought we had a wonderful discussion. At least I showed him that our movement has very deep philosophy, but he turned around and told his students, the yellow devil Sachinandan Swami has visited me, but I survived. Yes, student. So, last tour we had two concerts where they wanted to disturb the concert.
Posljednje turneje smo imali dva koncerta i oni su pokušali uznemiriti koncert.
we had a wonderful program in Valjevo, and then they just canceled the hall a few days before the concert, and all the tickets were sold. Yeah. And they had informed all the concert halls that don't give any hall to these devotees of Lord Krishna, because then we will not never again speak with you and do any business with you. Finally, in the last second, we met a Gastarbeiter who didn't care and who had a huge basket, not huge, but a basketball place, and did the concert and on the basketball field. Now, I will tell you how we started the program. We had Nanga Nangana in civil dress. And she announced that all the profits from the ticket sales went into feeding the maladetes in the orphan houses. And then the sweet maladetes came on the stage and gave a flowers to Nandanandana and said, "Thank you very much, Nityananda Band. We had fantastic bananas and food. Hala Lepa, you saved our day. You know, made it beautiful."
Yeah.
People began to so good, Nityananda, so good. No one could say anything. This is how, you know, without food for life, we would surely be finished in Serbia. And it will also come here in Croatia, that intolerant, so-called, from whatever field they are, they will try to misrepresent Krishna consciousness. Already I think they're doing it sometimes. But when we distribute prasadam, I think no one will be able to finish us. We will be such a strong movement. Therefore, we have to give our full support to our Food for Life devotees and to give them moral support. Thank them very much for their excellent services. Kaivalya Pati Prabhu. Really?
After your lecture in college, we were at this camp and we were speaking together and actually we were not in the same clearly conclusion of the lecture. And I was thinking in the same position for the people. Chance speak with you, and what actually means practically in the devotional life combined with Buddhism and realism? Because sometimes I hear from devotees that brahmacharis or sannyasis, the polas, or you idealistic ego, materialism. Actually, what means really perfectly combined is idealism and realism, realism in our spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in connection with the Srila Rupa Goswami when he explained that the services actually are Ayurveda? It means you can have, for example, some material position in this material world. That material position doesn't affect how the emotion serves. You cannot stop how the emotion serves. Nakon predavanja Sačinadana Maharaja u Radelešu, neki tako su mi prišli, tako su govorili o samom predavanju, šta je to idealizam, realizam, nečem drugim u životu i neki tako su vidite da mi baš nije bilo potpuno jasan zaključak tog predavanja. Posle toga ja sam uvijek tražio priliku nekog govoriti sa Sačinadana Maharaja o tome, da bi malo bolje pojasnio upravo tu važnu poantu i moje pitanje je bilo što u stvari znači ponekad dolazi do nekog razumijevanja. Da li je to u vezi sa isto sa stihom Srila Rupe Goswamija a i kutija pratika, to što znači da bilo kakve materijalne okolnosti u našem duhovnom životu ne mogu odnesti našu prirodnu snagu.
The point is actually that see, when you are young, your idealism is sometimes a little impractical. And therefore, you give it up when you become older. In Krishna consciousness, when we become older, we may give up certain misconceptions. But we should never give up spiritual knowledge. This is called maturity, which is based on slow and careful consideration. You may not remain, let me say, for instance, you may change your ashram. But that doesn't mean for you, when you become mature in Krishna consciousness, that doesn't mean for you that you change your basic Krishna conscious understandings. In our movement, often realism is wrongly understood. And the devotees defend their so-called realism. Therefore they become a little bit hurt when I give such a lecture. Devotees think that under the name realism, even change of the philosophy is all right. They think, well, let's be realistic. Three regulative principles everyone can follow, but four, highly idealistic, you know, that belongs to the young days of Islam. Let's be realistic, you know, service that I can do when I'm young. But when I'm old, I have to, you know, just work and get my payment.
A dok sam stari, trebam raditi opet svoje plaće.
Devotees understood what I said, and they reacted, and I'm very happy that this reaction is there, yeah, because that's what I wanted. I talked with Ravindra Swarup Prabhu about the lecture. And he was very happy that someone said it so clear. Because this is a great problem which our movement faces, is not in Yugoslavia so much, because we are relatively young, but in the world. But you will also see that it will come also here. It might be here already. It's a wrong understood realism. If you are in the right realism, you will remain enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness. You will be enthusiastic for surrender. You will be enthusiastic for giving up false ego. Then you are a realist. But externally something might change. Yes, you might change your ashram, and that's necessary for many of us. And you may not be able to jump any longer so high. I am forced to, you know, to calm down a little bit, you know. I'm over 40 years old. Imagine, I never thought it's possible. I could be the father of most of you. Really? Because many of you are just around 20. So, any other questions? Persons, then, or the Kali is a different person than a person in our experience. He certainly doesn't have a body which is as limited as the body of human beings on this earthly planet. It is described he waited before the in the atmosphere before waited for Krishna to leave the planet, and then he entered the planet, and he didn't have an astronaut suit or a NASA, you know, equipment, NASA spacecraft.
napisano da on čekao u atmosferi da Krišna napusti planetu i onda je sišao. Nije sišao u naučnom dijelu ili u opremi nasljedu.
It's also described that he resides at four places at the same time. Not in one place like an ordinary human being. So, he is a personality, but much powerfuler, more powerful than persons here in this world. Much more, I don't know about
him.
And I really don't know too much about him. Otherwise, he's the net in my own sleep. Extremely powerful. So, let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaunitaya ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hayo.
Shri Satchinandana Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Just.